My name is Sheila Rower. This is just a comment. And within the 2 minutes, I just want to say that I want to just say briefly why many of us have been opposing pornography and working against it, since it seems to have eluded the intellectual grasp of the people on the panel. The form sexuality takes is certainly a construct of culture. I think any of us who've been working on sexual issues have agreed on that to a large extent. And the form it takes in this culture, in a patriarchal culture, is such that what's largely eroticized and sexualized are the values of dominance and submission. And that's what radical feminism has been about, identifying those values, noting how that's been structured into identities and roles of masculine and feminine, butch and femme, and S&M, and saying, how has that shaped our sexuality, our sense of ourselves, and our experiences? And I think that what's not happening so far at this conference is people being allowed to really talk about our experiences and what it means in this culture, which is the essence of radical feminism. The bleak view that some of you think we hold of the predominant attitudes and behavior of men is not a political ploy, but it's simply the cumulative facts of our experience. Whether that was basically brought out through years and years of CR groups about relationships with fathers, brothers, lovers, or working with our gay brothers, for God's sake, or whatever. And I think that if we shirk from looking at the facts of our experience, and if we shrink from examining the meaning of those experiences, because we're afraid that we're going to lose our sexuality by identifying these values that have been degrading to us and harmful to us, then we've lost our revolution.
Okay. Do you want to speak? Well, I just want to say one thing, which is I think that actually the question at hand is not a question of what people's experience is, but the question of how one makes social change in something as deep and complicated and cultural as questions of sexuality. So I in no way mean to question or challenge what people's experience is. And I think feminism has added a great, or the techniques of modern feminism has added a great deal to our ability to accumulate that experience. But I do not think we have had a thorough and instructive dialogue on the different, our historical experiences as a political movement in change, and the different analyses of how change happens. We don't really know that, and that's what I think, at least I am involved in discussing.